at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1989 in Topeka, Kansas, at a World Wrestling Federation, WWF, Saturday night's main event, the Rockers, Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels, beat the Brainbusters, Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson, in the squared circle in a three falls match. Sadly, this was Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson's last tag match together. In 1944 in Chicago, Illinois, the man who taught me that a friend in need is a pest, Bobby the Brain Heenan, was born. In 2011 in Atlanta, Georgia, the Muppets guest starred on World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE's Monday Night Raw, Waka Waka. In 2000 in Villa Park, Illinois, Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, held their final November to Remember pay-per-view, PPV. In 1997, Bret Hitman Hart, the current World Wrestling Federation, WWF, World Heavyweight Champion, gave his notice to leave the WWF so he could sign with World Championship Wrestling, WCW. In 1998 in Houston, Texas, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, Hardcore Championship belt was born and awarded to Mankind, Mick Foley. And in 1939 in Buffalo, New York, great chicken wings up there, by the way, BTW, Steve Casey beat Ed Don George to take home the American Wrestling Association, AWA, World Heavyweight title. George would never win it again. This was Casey's third reign as champ. If it was 1946, Casey could have celebrated at dusk. I mean, I would have. That belt would have been slathered in wing sauce. Yeah, I get messy. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb. Buy our t-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.